Raygun's redemption arc, AI's real threat level, and an on-air correction. Netflix has released a trailer for a documentary about Rachel Gunn, known online as Raygun, the Australian academic and breakdancer whose performance at the Paris Olympics became one of last year's most viral moments and one of its crueler ones. Gunn was widely mocked after her set, the mockery swift and often vicious. What frequently went unexamined was that she had legitimately qualified under Olympic selection criteria, winning the Oceania Championship, and was competing against athletes from countries where breaking has deep cultural roots, particularly South Korea and the United States. The documentary format offers Gunn a degree of narrative control she did not have when the memes were spreading. Whether it shifts public perception or finds the meme image too calcified to dislodge remains to be seen. The distancing is notable. Rhetorical alignment between the administration and its media allies is the norm, and the departure suggests someone in the White House communications operation calculated that attacks on a personal reproductive health decision created a narrative about reproductive politics the administration does not want to own heading into an election cycle in. Elsewhere in the domestic political meets culture war register, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's social media posts about egg freezing drew attacks from some Republican media figures, attacks the White House apparently distanced itself from publicly, which reproductive rights remain a primary mobilization issue. The most consequential act of intellectual honesty in Thursday's coverage may be an internal one. The confident claim that AI operating inside live cyber attacks represents a decisive and immediate shift in the offense-defense balance deserves stress testing. The strongest counterargument: security researchers have demonstrated alarming proof-of-concept attacks for 3 decades, and the gap between what works in a controlled research environment and what gets deployed at scale against hardened enterprise targets has historically been large and slow to close. Defenders also have access to AI. The same real-time adaptation that helps an attacker navigate defenses can help a defender identify anomalous behavior faster. The specific indicator to watch is breach forensics. If major enterprise compromises begin showing attack patterns that clearly could not have been human-directed at the speeds they moved, the threat is operationally real. If breach data over the next 18 months continues to look like credential stuffing, unpatched vulnerabilities, and social engineering, the AI in attacks capability, though genuine, may not yet be transformative at scale. Both things can be simultaneously true. The research data is real, and the operational deployment data does not yet confirm the most alarming projections. Finally, an explicit correction. Several weeks ago, this program described Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of Kyiv's growing long-range strike capability. The Caspian is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any territory Ukraine controls. No credible reporting corroborates those strikes. The claim was wrong, and it is being acknowledged in public. Epistemic honesty requires owning errors explicitly rather than quietly moving on.